Right, 807 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here this hour. Phone number 343-0106. Also works on the text line 343-0106. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey and his crew with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, working on commercial, residential properties. Anywhere you got junk, they've got a solution to get rid of that junk. They can come by, set an appointment time on an actual day, give you a time and a day, and they'll be there. Instead of saying, well, we'll be there sometime this week. No, they'll say, hey, Tuesday at 4:30 in the afternoon, good, they're there. They quote you a price. After they look at the junk they got to pick up, they quote you a price, and even if the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was, that's the price you pay once you make that deal. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Don't worry. You say, well, I got stuff they can't move, like a swing set or a... Okay, cleaning out. I had the story from Trey. Not only cleaning out a storage building in the back of a backyard, you know, like one of those metal buildings you put in the backyard, but they wanted the building gone as well. They said, okay, get all the junk out of it and the building, load it up, haul it off.
Take the whole kit and caboodle.
Right. What about the caboodle? That's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Big thanks, Trey.
I had a caboodle growing up.
What?
Yeah.
What is a caboodle? I didn't even know what a caboodle is.
It's like if you, let's say you wore makeup. One. Let's say you wore makeup, okay?
Okay,
you
I don't.
You open it up and you'd have
Well, we're going to get to Drag Queen Story Hour in a second.
But there's three layers of compartments. They all, it's like an accordion. It all stacks okay, into one.
There we go.
That's I'm a caboodle.
Okay, we've got these in my house.
See? I was just about to say your daughter probably has
yes,
one.
Yes,
your wife you know what, probably, but she may not use it for, see, when you're younger, it's kind of a makeup thing, but as you become a mom, you're like, okay, I could put different types of items
it
in
here. It is a tackle box is what it is for makeup. It's a makeup tackle box. Now, if people would speak in Sullivanese,
oh,
I would know that.
Geez.
If they said...
Well, I've never had a tackle... Well, yes, I have.
You have a tackle box?
Well, for makeup, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking at these things. A caboodle. This caboodle here. Mm-hmm. This one is retro caboodles.
See?
On Go Girl case, seafoam lid, lavender base, seafoam lid, and lavender base.
And let me just say, Mike.
It's a lavender purple. The old fishing folks here, y'all know what I'm talking about. The old plastic tackle boxes before they became the storage boxes, and that when it was just like you get the old Plano tackle box, the hard plastic Plano. It's one of those, but it happens to be lavender and aqua and stuff like that.
It's a great storage keeper for all types of items.
Now I've learned what a caboodle is. This is now I'm fascinated. So it's basically a tackle box that has some non-tackle box colors.
That's right. That's
Although
right.
I'm looking, y'all are really getting ripped off with that caboodle because the store not enough storage drawers. I mean, it does lift up, but the I would have had them oriented differently.
But it has to be lightweight so that when you're traveling,
right.
Because it's obviously for someone like I had my first caboodle in from stop laughing okay. from a TV standpoint because
yes.
I had to have all this makeup that I knew nothing to do.
Right.
I didn't know how to wear. Makeup at all.
Y'all listen to this.
No, I didn't. I didn't. In college, I was actually offered the job as the anchor for our news show, and I declined. And I said, I don't know how to put on makeup, and I don't own a really good suit.
You're a jock, too. That's a problem.
I am very much a tomboy,
yeah.
And so I became a writer. But anyway, so I'm that person who you see at Sally's who buys way too much stuff, and it's in the caboodle, and it's never used again. That one. Yeah.
I have learned a lot about caboodles. All right. So we can continue some caboodle talk.
No.
We can also talk locally. It was, you know, on Friday, I had for some reason, I had a very incorrect assessment and feeling that this hubbub mm-hmm. about the Drag Queen Story Hour had all settled down.
I knew.
It just seemed
I saw
like
them putting
it, like
the barricades
two,
up.
Right, but I saw like 2 weeks ago, what I see in text messages and emails and calls had built up, and then it had dwindled, mm-hmm. right? It dwindled. Our barometer was not showing the interest being as high as it was in this event.
Well.
But now you look at a couple things here. That number one, the crowds did come out on both sides. And you had actually, by the numbers of Chad Petrie from our news partner at WKRG's story, more people in support. Here's his story. He said, Drag Queen Story Hour was anything but a drag in Mobile. Ha. Huh. I get jokes, Chad. You're a funny man, Chad. Dueling demonstrations gathered outside the Ben May Library in downtown Mobile. In the end, hundreds of people packed the auditorium to listen to a drag queen read children's stories. All in all, some moments were a little tense, but no arrest and no violence. Organizers on both sides were just trying to make their points heard. The man who first decided to bring the Story Hour concept to Mobile said he was not expecting this much of a turnout for the event designed to highlight tolerance. That's Brian Fuhenmeier, who said this on Saturday.
We've gotten so much positive support from this event that has more positive than negative from my perspective. It's been great. I've been given so many thanks from parents, from people in our community. It is overwhelming.
Then Dr. Lou Campanosi, who's been on the show before, he commented he was part of the protest out there at the Ben Bay Public Library.
This reading is age inappropriate. We think that 3 to 8 year olds do not need to be exposed to this kind of a message. These folks have a right to do whatever they want to do. We just think that this isn't the age is just not the right.
And what I like, too, is what you watched here. If you can sit back in your armchair, what I saw was in the fact that, thank goodness, they're nonviolent, it was just protest. That's what a free republic looks like to me.
That's right. But
you know, people disagreeing and doing it, you know, in a peaceful protest.
Let me ask you this, in your honest heart of hearts, did you think that there was some sort of violence that could have happened?
I did. I really didn't.
Me neither.
But, I mean, it was put in, you know, good point. Okay, let's call this out. So, and I love me some Chad. Chad's a friend of mine, Petrie. But, he said some moments were tense, but no arrest and no violence. I'm reading his story. I was not there, so I don't know. I can't judge the tenor, but I, like you, I wasn't worried about there
not
being.
Not at all.
It didn't. But what I did see, the positive side of it is two groups that disagree going out there and making their voices heard, and then, you know, trying to rally people to their side versus the other side. That's,
I like
that's
it.
How it, that's how it works. That's a good sign. Now, the question is here, the secondary story, let me throw this into the mix now, because Cassie Fambro has a story over at my local 15 my NBC local extreme 15 WPMI over at WPMI. So Cassie writes, Mobile's mayor is proposing $500,000 cut to the Mobile Public Library system. Last year, City of Mobile approved $7 million in appropriation for the library system. The proposed $500,000 cut would put the City of Mobile more in line with its peer cities, Montgomery and Huntsville, but not quite. According to Mobile Executive Finance Director Paul West, the city has been examining how Mobile funds things both in-house and on the exterior, comparing it to the mainstream. For instance, City of Montgomery pays $2.5 million a year for its library system. The county pays the other $2.5 million. Huntsville provides just under $4 million. This means even with the proposed cut, Mobile would still be spending much more than its peer cities on the library system. The $2 million difference between what the city typically funds in the library system and the $9 million it takes to run it typically is made up by Mobile County and by grants. But with any cut, the entity would have to adjust. Right now, if the library system were to take $500,000 cut, it may have to cut back on its hours and make other changes. Spokesperson Amber Guy told NBC 15, oh, come on, Amber Guy Wiseman, hey, Amber, told NBC 15 that it would be a very substantial cut that would require difficult decisions down the road. Wesch explained that ultimately, Mayor Sandy Stimson is working to triage the city budget, making sure imperatives such as infrastructure and public safety are at the top of the funding list. We'll talk more about this in the rumors about it having something to do with the Drag Queen Story Hour when we come back right here on Mobile Mornings and your calls 343-0106. You know, I'm getting some grief right now that, I'm getting grief that.
Why?
Have you never heard of a kitten caboodle?
Thank you.
I have heard of a kitten. We referenced it. I just never knew what the caboodle was. I heard of it. I maybe even have said it, but I was never aware. If you'd have said the whole kitten tackle box, the whole kitten pink tackle box, I could have pictured it.
The next time you say it, you will start laughing.
Well, there's a lot of things like that, like the word bungalow.
Yes.
Makes me laugh.
Why? Now you just made me laugh.
Right, because I don't know. I don't know. Trousers, which I don't know why. I don't know. My grandmother, God rest her soul, which, by the way, yesterday was Grandparents' Day.
Yes.
Missed my grandparents horribly. My grandmother would say, I I told you, I just come from mountain farming folks, right? Uh-huh. So the things they would say, I should have written them down over the years. They were beautiful, but you know, she'd always say, you boys in your trousers or something. And she'd say trouser.
Or dungarees for jeans.
Trousers and dungarees. I'd never heard of pants and jeans out of her mouth. Trousers and dungarees. And I would go, I would giggle. She would give me the stare.
So you stop that giggle. I'd go around the side of the
farmhouse and giggle. Yeah. Your trousers.
Your blouse.
And trousers.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hey, back to the drag queen story.
Yeah, speaking of trousers or lack thereof. Yes.
I see. Be nice. Okay, so I wanted to tell you what one of my friends attended.
Okay.
And so this is the note that she posted on Instagram. Drag queen story hour was incredible. The showing of love and support was overwhelming and breathtaking. I'm so happy and admittedly surprised Mobile pulled it off. Way to go, Mobile. Hashtag be different. Hashtag drag queen story hour. Hashtag so mobile. Hashtag no hate. Hashtag love is love. Hashtag pride.
Okay. So a couple things that
she took her daughter.
Okay. Although they said look like more adults than children, were at the event. And outside in the protesting, I guess it was adults. I don't know. I wasn't there. That wasn't listed in Chad's story. But there's the people that support, the people that would go out and protest. Where I wonder the numbers are is the people that are meh, you know. And that's kind of where I think I stand. And I wonder how many other people that are just kind of like meh. You know, I said at the beginning here, my only question was it a use of public resources, right? And I think the folks from the library made a case and said, hey, we're open at those hours, and that room is going to be air-conditioned and lit. So, I mean, we're not doing anything more or less than we'd be doing on that day. And that, to me, when I heard that, made some sense. I was at a city council meeting like a week or two ago, maybe it was just last week. Mm-hmm. And the director said that, and I said, okay, and, you know, whatever. You can choose to go. You can choose that. You know, some people had misunderstood this. It was some kind of compulsory. If it was compulsory, if it was part of the schools, you'd have heard me squawking.
Right.
Big time.
Right.
But if it's something that goes on, people can attend or not. I'm still in the meh.
Yeah, because you had a choice whether or not to attend. I think as with anything involving children, as long as the event is appropriate for ages, then we all have our say. We all have our say. I love the fact that people who were for this were there and able to enjoy, and they were safe. And people who were against it were able to, you know, let people know how they felt, and they were safe. That's the beauty of living in America.
I agree. Like I said, I think it's a demonstration of how a republic works is the fact that there are people disagreeing. I think that's a takeaway. That's a positive. At the same time, I'm kind of, yeah. You know, it's not for me and my family, but I'm also a person that if it was through the schools and it was compulsory, I would have been strongly against it. But when it's a choice somebody goes and makes on their private time, even being a public space, because those would say that it's not right to have this in there. When you start making, and with deference, I understand what people from the Tea Party are saying, I do. But y'all, when you start saying that this group is because of what they're doing, it can't be in this public space, then you have to go through every different group that would speak at one of these events or have time at the library and judge it. And I think that's a slippery slope. It's a tough slope because one day it might be something that you would be interested in and some other group will have some issue with it, and then, you know, then it's gone. So I would rather have more options for different groups to be heard or not heard than have strict limits on it.
I have to admit, we live downtown, and so I was driving by and I saw them putting the barricades up, and I thought, oh, what parade is happening?
You've truly become a Mobilean.
I know, right? Yes. I honestly, because it didn't dawn on me that there could possibly be violence that takes place when you're talking about children, drag queen hour, people against people for. I don't know. I was raised with a very open mindset, and again, this is up to each parent. parent. This is what happens in your home. You need to parent your own home. And if there's some families who are LGBTQ, did I get it all right?
I don't know. There's the acronym is so big.
For those families, this is part of their lifestyle. So this is very everyday for them. But for other families who don't speak in this way at home, then it's a big deal. And I think it's how you're raised, where you come from, and what you feel comfortable with. But again, it goes back to being America. We have choices. And the fact that both groups were given a platform and they were safe to voice how they felt is the beauty of us living in this country.
Terry texts in here. He said, it's times like this that I see God's wisdom in not making me filthy rich. If I was, I would be forced to sponsor the Hooters Girl Story Hour to see if those who proclaim tolerance really are. See, once again, Terry, I would say, that's fine. You know, there's going to be, you can come up with any scenario here, and I go, okay.
But
as long as it doesn't cost the actual taxpayer a dollar.
Correct.
It's a slippery slope if you start a la carte deciding this group and that group can't, because one day that resonates back to something that you'll find important. That's the way the system works. Mm-hmm. And I hear what the Tea Party folks are saying too, that they think it's inappropriate for 3 to 8 year olds. I agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with them. Well, I would not, I'm going to be on record, I would not take my children to that event. I agree with them, it's not appropriate. But it's also, I'm not being compelled to do it, not being forced to do it, so therefore, to a little bit, it's not my business.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question. What's the difference between what happened this weekend with the drag queen hour and people dressing up in costumes as clowns and Barbie?
I don't like clowns. You know that.
Yes.
I would be against it because clowns bother me.
But there are many times that... There are many times that women are dressing as men for these costumes,
mm-hmm.
and there's many times that the vice versa. So what is the difference when these people who were at the library are dressing up as women? What's the difference?
That's what I'm saying. It's a slippery slope. If you start saying this group, and then you can go down what if the person's in a kilt? You know, what if it's
exactly.
Somebody says, well, men putting makeup on. Well, we've been around TV enough to know that men in TV, that's why I used to get all the grief when I do Thursday nights over at WKRG, and they'd say, oh, look at you compared to the... I said, because I don't wear makeup. You know, y'all are seeing the HD version of me with no makeup. People that are on set, they all have makeup. So, and it's not... I don't care, but I just didn't have time to be putting makeup on. I don't know how to do it, so...
But I just want to finish my thought. If the people who are against this, if you close your eyes and you listen to the people who are reading these stories, and children are enjoying themselves and reading along, and it's a memorable moment... And it's, again, safe. I'm going to keep using that word safe.
But the material of the books, too, that didn't get discussed as much. But there were some of the books that people have exception to. And I understand that.
I have
to go back and get the listing. But there were, I think, some that were, one of them, LGBTQ story of some sort. I don't know. So I have to go back and make sure I have that correct. But I remember hearing that. Once again, it's not for my family. I think it's not right for my 3 to 8 year olds. We wouldn't be there. But at the same time, I'm just kind of when it comes to the whole story. And I'll tell you what, I'll take a call. But then I want to get to the rest of this, where we talk about what the city's cut, because I think those two stories are being conflated. And good for you, Cassie Fambro, for putting out in reality when we talk about budget cuts to the library that have been in the works since before this drag queen story hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the fact that City of Mobile finances the library at a higher rate than comparable cities in Alabama, if you don't read beyond the first paragraph, you have the danger of going, oh, well, one's an absolute response to the other, where it's not. All right, let's go to the phones. And first up, Jay in Mobile. Hey, Jay.
Hey, I think what y'all need to understand is the sexual gratification of being a drag queen. Granted, there are probably some people that do it for fun, like on Halloween or something, but the key of being a drag queen is that people get sexual gratification out of being a drag queen.
Are you a drag queen?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, but that's a silly question, ma'am, because I also...
Sir, it's not a silly question, because if you're attesting that people are achieving sexual gratification, you're speaking as if you are a professional.
Why don't you ask some of them, and I think that you'll find out that that's true.
Okay. I love asking questions.
Using common sense, ma'am.
Oh, it has nothing to do with common sense. The way you...
It has everything to do with common sense.
It does not. It does not.
Yes, it does.
That's a general and blanketed statement.
And of course it is, ma'am. And there's a lot of general and blanket statements that are absolutely true. Tall people are better at basketball than short people. Fat people like to eat more than...
Oh, wow. That's a fact, ma'am. I'm sorry. It's unfortunate that you have such a blanketed statement.
And if it offends you, you need to be more tolerant of other people's opinions.
You know what offends me?
You know what offends me?
People who don't have open minds.
You're the one not having the open mind, ma'am. Just because somebody disagrees with you, you find it offensive.
That's not a disagreement. You've made a statement that this is about sexual gratification. And unless you're a drag queen, how are you speaking as a drag queen?
Both of y'all.
How are you speaking as a drag queen?
Bottom of the hour news break. That's what happens right here. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here. Sean and Kelly Dalton is out this hour. Hopefully, get him better soon. They have a live version of Sports Night tonight at Jersey Mike's on Dolphin Street. So get well soon, Dalton, because if I have to come in and fill in for you, it will be the worst sports night ever, because I'll say, well, and then another thing that happened in the Alabama game, and then they'll say, yeah, let's talk about some of the other games. Well, I heard the Auburn game. What about other games in the SEC?
So the Alabama infused.
Yes, I'm kind of a one-trick pony in that. All right, I want to get to the text line and read some of these texts. Also, phone calls at 343-0106.
Yeah, yes. And before we went to break, our friend Jay said a number of things on the line, and let me just be very crystal super duper clear here. I love disagreements. Both of my parents are lawyers. I grew up learning about the importance of understanding and learning, because you can always learn from disagreements. But what I will not do is stand for anyone making blanketed statements about a mass group of anyone, because unless you know each and every person, that is not fair nor factual to speak on their behalf. And so that's what I wanted him to know. And one of our friends on Facebook sent me a message and said, well, that gentleman Jay, what does he think about Uncle Milton Berle,
yes,
the first drag queen back in the 50s. Okay, so would he call it, would he say that it's all about sexual gratification for him?
Lord knows. I don't know. I do realize that if y'all been listening to me any period of time, the reason why, you know, Kelly and I get along so well, it's the same way. I when I get calls over the years, when all people, and usually it's based around whatever, heck, half the conversations have been about race, when somebody says, well, all folks, you know, all black folks do this and all white folks do this, and I throw flags all over the play, I go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yep. You know, when you group everybody together. I want to read through some of these texts here. A bunch of them have come in. Ben and Daphne says, the material and context of the books, regardless of who is telling the story, would lead me not to bring my child to the story hour. I don't care what you look like. Well, Ben, and I feel the same way. It was something I would not, I find it inappropriate. But at the same time, I say, you know what, that's as for me and my family, right? What other people do is, I mean, I can say I don't like it, but to ban their ability to do it, I'm not on board with that. Because one day it'll be something that I find important and somebody else will have a problem with it. James says, that has to be one of the most closed-minded people I've ever heard argue tolerance. on the basketball conversation, Catherine in Summerdale says, Charles Barkley is offended now.
Well, when he made the comment about, you know, all tall people are better at basketball than short people, and then he said something about fat people. See, I'm not okay with that. We can't stand by and let anyone point fingers.
I will say generally, right. I can make arguments. I'm not that if I'm playing the low game, and we're getting into Bugsy Bogues, we're going to get into Spud Webb in a second. Right. I got all the text about that.
Uh-huh.
Generally, in the low game, a guy like me, you know, at 5'10 on my best day, not going to do real good on the court because I'm going to get stuffed, okay?
But there are
short guys and gals who play the game and play it quite well. They figured out how to deal with the tall people.
That's right.
If you have some athletic ability and you have the height, mm-hmm. you're better set to play that game. Agreed?
Agreed.
And if I go eat a huge lunch and dinner and big breakfast and have milkshakes every day, I'll get even fatter.
Well, right? I don't know what this young man Jay looks like, but I don't think anyone should be shaming anyone, whether it's tall shaming, fat shaming,
we need fat
age shaming. Because listen, he or she who points the finger, the thumb points back at them, and so that's not what this discussion is about. He made it very personal, and again, I asked, was he a drag queen? Because the way he was speaking, talking about how he was just so sure that this was based on sexual gratification, then you are talking from experience. So we, as an audience, need to understand who we're speaking to. That's all I was trying to say. Please never get it twisted that I'm looking for anyone to agree with me. I'm not. I'm okay with self.
Yeah, y'all won't make that mistake. Keith, this is an interesting take. I mean, Keith, like a third path here, said, I would be okay with anyone reading Goodnight Moon, which, gosh, that book was so special to my kids. Would be okay with anybody reading Goodnight Moon or Brown Bear. So I would be okay with anyone reading Goodnight Moon or Brown Bear, but Steve's wearing a dress goes to a place I don't want to go to with my kids. I'm with you, Keith. He said Muggsy Bogues is short for basketball standards, but he's pretty good. Yeah, don't leave Spud Webb out of it either.
Right.
Jay says making that mental leap speaks far more for the person making it. Clearly a lot of repressed feelings for those people. Yes, David, people are saying that was awkward. Hey, that's what we're here for. We're here to take those awkward moments.
Being a mom is kind of in your arsenal. Like, you thrive on talking about the awkward. I'm very comfortable with it.
Okay, this named texter says, why should I be open-minded to a bunch of men dressing up like women, Kelly?
Well, I'm saying be open-minded that people are different. There's no need to point out that because they're different, there must be something wrong with them. And that's where he reached to. He could have left it at, I disagree with drag queens reading, and gone on about his argument. But to say because he is sure that there's sexual gratification involved in this, how do you know this? Where are you speaking from when you throw something like that? And then to go as far as saying the people who look a certain way perform at sporting events or sporting activities better because they are built a certain way. See, now you're being too general, and that's not okay. When you make blanketed statements, that's like saying all moms are, or all dads are, or all people of color are. No, that's not true. That is absolutely unequivocally not true.
This texter says, Kelly's exactly right. A mind is like a parachute, works much better when it's open. Oz, can you give me something on the text line I can actually read? Here's a question. What would happen if a Baptist preacher wanted to come to the library and read Bible stories? Okay, this is what I was talking about earlier. This is why you don't ban one. I don't think there'd be a problem with it, because they already have at the West Regional Branch, a church does their, until they got their sanctuary built, mm-hmm. they were doing their Sunday services at the library. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a I don't think that's a problem at all. And I would, to that texter, if you've heard me in a period of time, I would defend that if they tried to shut that down. Yeah. I would defend that all day long.
I think it comes back to the library. If the library has in place rules and they say it's an air-conditioned building, and as long as you don't have more than 30 people, if those are the rules that set in place, then to go in and then change it to fit each group's needs is not okay. And Sean, you pointed out something. It's not like we're forcing people to go there. It's not part of the school curriculum. This is an optional type of event. If you're interested, go. If you're not, stay away.
All right. Why is it that I have to listen to Kelly's opinion and we can't listen to Jay's opinion? And I agree with Jay in respect to Kelly getting personal. I'll say this on the reason that shut down at the bottom of the hour. The news comes up at 31 after the hour. Like, nothing we can do about it. It comes up. So that at the bottom and the top of the hour are what we call hard breaks. This texter, I've always enjoyed your morning show and found it entertaining as well as instructional. Drag Queen Story Hour, however, a subject where lines must be drawn. It is not a free choice issue, as it has harmful impacts on children. It will fall to society to clean up the ill effects, and is therefore something that government shouldn't support. That government should support. I'm sure they meant shouldn't. I know it doesn't matter to you, but because of your tacit approval of this activity, I will no longer listen to your station. Thank you for the years of enjoyment I've taken for your show. Well, thank you for listening for all those years. All right, let's go to the phones. 343-0106, 343-0106. I tell you what, y'all hold on, because there's another break. It'd be a fast break. Fast break, and we're coming right back to the phones. We'll go rapid fire at 343-0106. 847 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, this is one of these where I'm going to say there's a lot of areas I step in and I maybe know a little something about it. Yes. But like people trying to get me to go back and forth in an argument on the text line on this, I don't know. A lot of people saying men dressing as the opposite sex is for sexual gratification. That dude was right. Jay was right. Quoting some studies or something from the, earliest 20th century. I could tell you some studies from the early 20th century that have been shown to be completely bogus as well. So, I don't know. Listen, I'm no expert in this, so I'm just going to move along. I know there's lots of people want to talk about it, so let's do that.
Well, I think it'd be great if someone like a Jay, when they make a statement like that, then have it backed up with facts of the study.
And there are people sending things in. Maybe there are facts here that
I'm not saying it's not, but that's the whole point of the discussion. It wasn't about the disagreement. It's about when you make a blanket statement and then that's your argument. If you follow that with, and here's why I say that, then that makes it a different deal. But mm-hmm. to make such blanketed statements toward people who are different because you disagree with them, and you're telling me I'm not tolerant? Are you kidding me? So, as with the political cycle we're in, we all know that facts matter. So, if you can back that up with the different studies, we love knowing that. We love that. It doesn't mean it's going to change anyone's viewpoint, but at least where you're coming from is based on fact and not just emotion.
And we'll see. I mean, there may be, because what will happen is there'll be a bunch of links sent in here, and I can't do anything about it while I'm on the air, because I'm not one way or another. I said, you know, that's an event. If y'all listen back, and I want to get to the tacit approval thing, and then we're coming to the phones. Adman, hold on. Coming to you first. Number one, something that from the word go, I said, I wouldn't take my children to that. I don't mm-hmm. think it's appropriate. Right? Somebody's that texter who said my tacit approval. It is not. It's not tacit approval. I have full approval for liberty. And quite often that puts me in a situation where I have to defend the rights of things to happen that I don't like. You know, these things go on and on that in so many of our social discussions, I say I really disagree with the opinion of those people, mm-hmm. but I also am an adherent to the Constitution, and I believe in liberty. And so when I defend something that it can happen, doesn't mean I'm a big cheerleader. Quite often, the more interesting discussions are where I have to take that part of my opinion and go, I don't like that thing, but you know what? They have a right to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think, and so that's where I am. That's why I end up, seeming like it's tacit approval when it's not. It's full-throated approval for First Amendment liberty. Mm-hmm. It's not tacit approval for activity, if that makes any sense. All right, Adman, Theodore, next up. Hey, Adman.
Everybody's talking about the drag queen, but nobody's talking about the content of what she read to students.
I did earlier. I talked about, two of the books were normal kids' books. I don't have them in front of me, the list, but
Rainbow Fish is all about converting kids to communism.
That's Rainbow Fish. That's the other one. But there were like two regular books, and then like I said, to me it's not an issue because I see an event like that. My kids aren't going to that, you know? I mean, they're just not.
And I just thought that, the thing is, I think society going to is we're always putting out the anomaly and not the the way things used to be. I watch these TV programs and you see these 115-pound girls flipping these 230-pound guys over their shoulders, which is could be, but it's not the everyday thing. Most of your judges are black females. Most of your the stars of the shows like NCSI are either female or midget or something,
What?
It's for the anomaly that they're trying to push. And I guess...
There's NC... I hadn't seen that show.
Everybody can be there, but it's kind of,
Wait a second. What show is it that has somebody who's a...
NCSI Hetty, which who am I love, she's a female midget. Okay. Law and Order, they have the chief police. She's a black female.
Okay.
Most of them have, whenever time you see a courtroom scene, the judge is going to be a black female. Now, that's great, but, you know, that's not, the, you know, it's more the anomaly than it is every day.
Well, and if that is the anomaly versus, and I, listen, a lot of that goes on with Hollywood where, you know, they people talk about that with same-sex marriage, that it was overrepresented in television shows compared to the populace, and that's true. I mean, it's factual. Then your beef is with Hollywood there. Right. Your beef is with, you know, the networks. It's with Les Moonves, but he's taking his golden parachute.
I had to laugh because I don't know which NCIS he was talking about. I'm thinking of CSI. I got caught off guard.
I'm just picturing. What, I haven't seen, I don't like know any of these shows. Well, I know that they exist. I just hadn't seen them. Wayne is in Satsuma up next. Hey, Wayne.
Good morning.
Morning.
A couple of quick points I wanted to make, and then Kelly's expanded a little bit more on the call from Jay. But one thing that I would say as a caller to this show frequently is, and Kelly, I don't know if you realize this, but you and Sean had the opportunity to expand on your opinion greatly on these subjects. But when somebody calls in and they disagree with you, you immediately get defensive. And you jump in, and you do not give people the opportunity to express their opinion. You said that you would like for Jay to expand on that, but you didn't get him.
Let's put that on me, Wayne, because the at 8:31, the bottom of the hour news comes up. We get cut off. Even that's why I'm always like, you'll hear me kind of trying to wrap things there, because when Westwood One news comes up, it's an automated thing that comes up, and I can't do anything about that.
I've seen this happen many times, not associated with a break.
Okay.
And the other point that I wanted to make real quick was this community that promotes and supports these type events, they preach acceptance of all opinions and lifestyles, and that's great. But had that been a woman dressed up as President Trump reading to those kids, she may not have made it out alive. Y'all have a great day.
All right. I would support. See that, like there's no handle. I get if you're an adherent and defender of liberty, there shouldn't be any handles on you because you won't be hypocritical. There are some exceptions, and somebody will probably text in something. What about sure? Somebody who's a like okay to save you all the time of trying to text it out. If there's somebody who is a pedophile or something who wanted to have an event there with children, I would say no.
Absolutely, okay? I agree with you.
I would say no. So, I mean, there's certain things, yes, there are extremes where I'd say no, but generally, that when I'm not giving approval, and I mean, I've been on record. I mean, I'll be the person on record that I will not, I mean, that's not, as for my children, as for my house, we won't do that. We're not going to that. But at the same time, people, you know, and Adman talking about rainbow fish and all that, folks that would take their kids to that have probably already read that book at the house with their kids, and I'm not going to go in their homes and tell them how to rear their children, and they're not going to come into my home and tell me either. So, I mean, that's why I defend that, because I don't want anybody telling me, you know, I have our value system, our moral system that we teach in the house. Once again, this whole thing would be turned around if it was compulsory or if it was through the school system. You'd have heard me screaming bloody stinking murder, it wasn't compulsory.
And for our home, our children are past the whole reading to them stage.
Yes,
but I would say that I don't see that that we would make a beeline to go and frequent an event like this. However, if we walked upon it and saw what was going on, our children wouldn't be scared, because I mean the way we raise them is to understand that different people are different, and different households, they raise their families differently, and we would go on about our business. It wouldn't stop our day. It wouldn't throw our parenting off. It wouldn't throw off our household, because we have the foundational beliefs and values in our home that work for us.
Right.
We're not trying to shove down anyone's throat how we feel, and we expect the same.
Well, and I don't, you know, I mean, and if I, once again, if I'm defending their right to go do something, doesn't mean that I'm giving a blessing to what they're doing. I may be completely in opposition to what's happening, but hold on, we got a note here. Okay, this is interesting from a texter here, pretty close to me. She says, how is it any different that somebody dressed as a character reading to a child? And she points out that Rainbow Fish, so we need to go back and see it, is a classic children's book. So let's look through this and figure out some more here. Thomas is in Theodore. Hey, Thomas.
Thank you for having me on.
Good to have you
good
on,
morning,
Thomas.
Sean. Good morning, Finley.
Good morning.
Listen, I love history. You know, like you had the fellow on talking about that old pirate Sims. Well, but Uncle Milky, I disagree with that. I think the FBI started this drag queen stuff. with J. Edgar Hoover.
Didn't know we were going to go FBI cross-dressing.
Yeah, you didn't know where I was going with that one. And Kelly, this horse walked into the bar, and the bartender said, "Why the long face?"
There we go. He'll be here all week, folks. Tip your waiters and waitresses. All right. So there we go. Obviously I have some digging here to do on the book.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now, the rainbow fish.
Yes. So this person that's very close to me that was a school teacher, she says it's the story is a cautionary tale about selfishness and vanity, and sharing brings happiness and acceptance. All right, so there you go, Rainbow Fish. We'll look through. I have to do my studying, but thank you. If I can bring new information into the mix, I'm for it. All right, we'll do this all again today at noon for Midday Mobile.
And no matter your subject or the side you're on, as long as you're peaceful and allowed to do it, God bless America.
Well, now here's another angle, though, that there were so many people packed in the room, the fire marshal would have shut the event down, too. So, just saying. All right. Y'all have a good one. Laura Ingraham next.